right.
Teenage.
There was a show that, when they started running the promos about 6 months ago, it seemed like, I thought maybe that the show was going to have something. Something. But then, as it got closer, I thought, you know what, I'm just not interested in this. And you told me you thought you were going to be interested in it, but not enough people were, because Fox has canceled Skin.
You're kidding me. I've got all of them recorded. I just haven't watched any of them yet. I hadn't had time.
After 3 episodes.
That's the one that had Ron Silver in it and that real hot girl.
Oh, yeah. You know how much money they dumped into that?
There is no telling. Well, it's their own promos.
Yeah.
But so they're still, so they're not really paying for those.
Doesn't matter.
But during all the baseball playoffs and World Series, it was every other promo.
Right.
I knew that show wouldn't make it without Ben.
No, it wasn't Skin on his own, Danny. Jerry Bruckheimer was the executive producer. Same guy who's done all those big action movies.
Yeah, that just proves that because you hype something up and tell people it's good.
No, they don't buy into it. I think Fox got all their young viewers in that new show, The OC. You seen the ads for that?
Yeah, how's that doing?
Great. I mean, great. The ratings are good for it.
Peter Gallagher in it, the guy with the unibrow.
It's like, it's like 90210, but flashier and kind of more stylish, I think. Better looking people. But yeah, they made 8 episodes of Skin.
Better looking people.
Yes.
Jason Priestley? Come on. Luke Perry?
Look at the Perry.
Shannon Doherty? She looks good naked.
You know why it's better looking people? It's because take a look back at how they dressed those people in 90210, how cheesy they look.
That's the way people were dressing at the time.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
They were so dorky. When was that, like 88 to 95 or 6 or something like that?
I don't think it was that.
They were all like 4'8", the guys like were. The girls weren't that good looking.
Early 90s. 91 to like 98, 97.
Yeah, Kelly,
you didn't think Tori
Kelly
Spelling was
hot.
Very good looking?
No, Horsehead.
Now, Kelly was hot. Yeah, but Tori
Spelling.
Shannon
Doherty is good looking.
Giant, giant equine face.
Oh, my God.
Tori Spelling.
Tori Spelling. She had the head of a mule.
I think hers
is more
like a moose.
I will agree with you on that one. Usually I don't agree with your mule theory.
She has a mule head.
She does, man. I guarantee you, she brays at night.
Also, it seems that Ted Danson's vehicle, Becker, is finally going to go down the drain. How has that show survived? It's been on like 8 years or something.
I think it got good ratings for a while, didn't it?
I've never known one person who watched that show.
It was riding the coattails of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Maybe so. So we'll continue to follow those late-breaking stories.
Fox has been doing real well. Then, they hit about one out of that. Of course, I guess they're like everybody else. They hit about 1 out of 10.
Yeah, it's true. David Letterman's wife or girlfriend gave birth to a baby boy, 9 pounds, 11 ounces, 21 inches long.
Pretty big baby, but...
Not as big as you?
No, sir. Not even in my territory at all.
What were you, 13?
13.3.
He says, I could never imagine ever being a part of something that turned out this beautiful. And its name is Harry.
We're Harry Cox. Big Harry Cox.
This is little Harry Letterman. Named after his father, Harry Joseph Letterman. And his first joke concerning him, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have done this, but the first thing I did when I took him home was dangle him over the balcony.
That guy's genius.
Laugh track.
He also counted down the top 10 reasons why I'm excited to be a father. And number 1, there is now tangible evidence that I did have sex. So congratulations to our good friend at the show, David Letterman.
He's genius.
There's going to be a couple of new reality shows, one that will interest Big Dick Hunter, called Can You Be a Porn Star? And it will be an 8-episode porn star show to debut on In Demand and other pay-per-view outlets.
In Demand? What is that?
What is that? What are those?
Isn't that pay-per-view?
Is it?
Movies In Demand? Yeah, it's
In Demand?
I think so.
Industry legend Ginger Lynn will head a panel of distinguished judges.
You know, she's pretty hot.
Ginger Lynn?
Yeah.
Have you seen her lately?
No.
Mm.
Is she not good anymore, Kevin?
I saw her on some show. She wasn't, you know, taking it or anything, but she didn't look
good. Well, she's out. She's out for me because of the damn name right off the bat.
Well, she's been in movies such as Whore of the Worlds and Free Will Humping.
I love porn names.
She's also Charlie Sheen's ex-girlfriend.
God,
but then
right.
Who ain't?
That guy. It'll track 28 women as they move four at a time into an L.A. home and endure a, quote, gauntlet of interviews, photo shoots, challenges, and surprises. The producers promise the show will be chock full of uninhibited nudity.
What would you have to do to surprise a porn star?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, they've had it every which way there is to have it.
Right. I don't know. The winner will receive a one-year video contract, $100,000, and...
Okay, the clock is ticking until Big Dick has somebody
from
on
the show.
On? Yeah, right now. I'm setting the over and under at like 30 minutes.
But he comes in and cuts a promo, hasn't played during the
Probably
show.
Probably so. The producer, whose name is Harry Feingold.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Harry Cox, Big Harry Cox.
Says, we think the show will become an enjoyable, addictive series, not just for men, but for wives and girlfriends who enjoy both reality television and adult entertainment. That giant cross-section of women. And there's also going to be a reality show called The Tour, which stars Andy Roddick, the guy who won the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
And they're going to follow him around as he travels the globe from next May to September.
I'm kind of interested in that.
Was that your playing partner? Or was that Pete?
No, Andy Roddick was my partner.
Aren't you kind of interested in that? That might be kind of cool.
Kind of, yeah.
Because you're talking about people that live a life of leisure.
Yeah.
Those tennis players.
Tennis players and golfers, especially the good ones.
You know, more so tennis players, I think. Because golfers, you know, when you roll into town, you got to play four rounds.
Yeah.
You know, there you play once every 4 or 5 days.
Well, that's not true.
Pretty much. Isn't it?
A tennis tournament? No, yeah. It's a two-week tournament. You're playing every other day.
Not every other day. It's impossible that you play that many matches, isn't it?
No. I think most tournaments actually are a week. And because, you know, it's not like the professional golf tour where there's one tournament a week. The pro tennis tour is kind of farmed out to a couple of different cities a week, unless it's a major, and then it's one. But even the majors you're playing every other day, I think.
I don't think they play that much.
I think so. I may be wrong. I'm not that into tennis. Sheryl Crow says that she is dating Lance Armstrong, and Sandra Bullock is not. Supposedly that he was dating Sandra Bullock, but people say, no, they're just good buddies. But Armstrong instead is going out with Sheryl Crow. They've been dating.
That'd be a hard choice for me.
They've been dating since last month at Andre Agassi's Grand Slam for Children event in Las Vegas. So, I think he's too good for her.
For who?
Sheryl Crow.
Not at all. He could probably do better.
He's 33 and she's like 42.
Yeah, he seems a bit young.
Have you seen how good she looks?
You know what? Get younger.
Why not just have it until it, that looks bad, then get younger?
Oh, okay.
I mean, she looks great right now. I mean, I guarantee you, she looks 25 years old.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? You take take the makeup off the mule
then
in the morning.
Then I wouldn't allow her to take it off. That's how you solve that. Keep it on.
What is your stance on her, Danny?
Sandra?
No.
Sheryl Crow? She probably smells like Winston's.
Probably so. I guarantee you she smokes a lot.
No, she doesn't smoke.
How do you know?
Because she's a health nut.
Oh, that's her laugh. She sounds pretty smoky to me.
I think she's pretty skanky.
Well, then bring on the skank.
And I bet she's screwed 100,000 guys.
Well, you know what?
Then she knows how to do it. Bitch.
I don't think she qualifies for you because you want someone who's had sex less than 1,000 times. That's what you're looking for.
That's my mission in life.
Right.
I'll never live that.
Yeah, you will.
I will never live that.
You'll find someone.
No, I'll never live it.
You'll find someone. Nicole Kidman has officially ended her relationship with Lenny Kravitz because she's declared that she wants to get married.
Well, why can't she marry him?
Do you think that he is going to marry her?
No.
Do you think that he is that dumb?
No, a guy living one of the greatest lives of any human being ever? Of a male, yeah, right now, no.
There is no way he marries her. Although Brad Pitt got married,
Well, that's because he'd had every girl in the world.
Johnny Depp didn't get married. Johnny Depp decided that it would just be a good idea to shack up with his chick and have a couple of kids.
You know, it'd be so great to be like Lenny Kravitz, because you can just lay out the rules. You can say, you know, when she starts putting pressure on you, you can say, look, darling, you know, we'll have sex as much as you want, but
yeah.
I ain't getting married.
We'll hang out. We'll do whatever you want.
You know, if you want to be with other guys, that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't care.
It's a great life, but the downside is you have to wear shark skin pants to Alsip's.
True, because he's the king of cool. Yep.
But he didn't care. That's just how he lives.
Was he married to Lisa Bonet?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
See,
oh, yeah.
He's learned his lesson, too.
Exactly.
He will never get married to
he
her.
He probably bases all women on that nut.
Probably so.
But I bet he's a nut, too.
I'm sure he is. I've met the guy.
If you screw that much, I mean, you got to be a nut.
She says, I'm totally into getting married. I'd love another baby. I'm willing to take on a lot for love, but it's hard because of the fame thing. I don't want to be part of a duo or known as part of a duo.
In other words, she doesn't want anybody famous.
Well, she's talking about Lenny. She doesn't want to be known as, like, you know, Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman again. So. And,
No, she doesn't want anybody as famous. Is what she's saying. She wants somebody anonymous.
Who's more famous, her or Lenny Kravitz?
Probably her.
Yeah, it would probably be her.
You think so?
She won an Academy Award.
For what?
Didn't she win one last year?
Oh, for...
The Hours?
Yeah.
She didn't win. I thought the Chicago people won.
Oh.
But she was nominated.
Okay.
That's the same thing.
Maybe she did win. I can't remember. I don't pay attention to that.
Well, good for Lenny.
Courtney Love says she is not a drug addict. She says, I want to make one thing clear right now. I do not take narcotics. I take prescription pills, and I went to rehab once. I take Xanax that's prescribed to me. But practically everybody does that nowadays. But I do not take street narcotics.
You know, Elvis tried to use that logic, and it really didn't work out for him either.
So maybe Courtney will die on the crapper, too.
Yeah. Let's see. Child services have taken away the kid.
Which they should have done. If they don't, they're not doing their job.
Love says now there is no fight to regain custody of my daughter. She's staying with Kurt Cobain's stepfather, father and sister. She's back and doing great. We're in the middle of a reunification process. I have visitation time every day. My kid loves me, and I love my kid. She's been scared, but she's taking it like a champ. I would not give my child back.
Yeah, that's what you want to say about your kid. She's taking it like a champ. If somebody knows about taking it, I'm sure it's Courtney Love.
You think she's had sex more than 1,000 times?
Yes.
Today.
And Montel Williams was busted with pot paraphernalia at a Detroit airport. He was fined $100. I guess that's a...
That high and mighty...
What?
Are you serious? He got busted for weed paraphernalia?
Supposedly, he's on prescribed marijuana.
Okay.
Okay, then why do you need paraphernalia?
To smoke it. You don't eat it, do you?
You shoot it.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of paraphernalia they're talking about. Like a pipe or something?
Sure.
Well, if you get prescription, I think it's already rolled up for you, ready to
smoke. Oh, and joints?
Yeah, they just don't hand you a bag. You just don't get a lid. You got an extra joint?
These are things you can't prove. Oh, my God, it's sleeting out here, Greg.
And it's 4:30.
It is, it is raining.
All right, that is E! News.
Take care, Snake.
I will.
4:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. By the way, that was some quality E! News today.
Thank you, Greg.
Good discussion point.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about the BCS and just find out exactly what Corby thinks about it.
Thank you.